This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are we burying the lead?
Yeah, all right. Sorry.
The Warriors.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
No, look, Brock Purdy's on a tee for us all summer. All right. Let's just trust me.
Mac Jones, clearly.
Is he $50 million better than Mac Jones? You know where I come down on these things. So it's an economic exercise. Oh, here's something that I don't want to hear.
Pocket watching, Vonta.
Here's something I don't want to hear from you. No, on the real. Like Jonathan Kuminga, I started the show praising Draymond Green. Oh. I think Draymond's had the best month of offensive basketball and defensive basketball. And then team basketball in terms of empowering the guys around him.
Yeah. He's been unbelievable.
Since 2016. I think it's his best month of basketball since 2016.
I don't know about that because he had some pretty good months in 2017-18.
I'm not trying to sleep on it.
But it is funny. Yesterday, he led the team to score for the first time since Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals.
I didn't even know that.
But no, seriously.
He's been awesome.
He's been scoring in double figures.
The little
because,
floater mini?
Listen, Draymond. Gary Payton II looks as healthy as he's been since the title season. Yeah.
Since the road trip, he's been unreal. Yeah.
Brandon Podziemski, before he was hurt, was playing really good basketball.
Clinton Post?
Moses Moody, the Moses Moody stance. You don't have to say anything anymore. We get
20
it.
20 in a row.
17-1 when he starts a basketball game, but he's now hitting his threes. Yesterday, 6 assists, 17 points. Those guys in the playoffs, when they get there, are going to have to hit those shots and continue to take those shots, which I love right now. Right now, they're being very decisive. Draymond, GP2, Brandon Podziemski, Moses Moody, you name it. Guy Santos.
Guy the guy?
We're going to get the Guy because I got a bone to pick with a couple people around here. Oh, I was listening to the crossover on Monday. Was it Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, so you just can't give us up, huh? You're like short.
When
can't
I'm in
stay
the car,
away?
Well,
I thought it was going to be my comparison for him and Orlando Bloom, so I'm glad it's not that.
He said he looks like Orlando Bloom. It's actually a
the
really
Brazilian
good
comp. Orlando Bloom is Guy Santos.
Not
bad.
Not you.
Yeah, yeah,
not you.
He's a good looking guy. It's a compliment.
That is a good compliment. Right,
so you were listening to the crossover.
It was Monday.
Uh-huh.
Monday, the Warriors were playing the Blazers. So I'm on the way in. I get in the car about 2 o'clock. Yeah. Crossover time.
All right.
And Mark Willard and Dibs and Steiny were just pounding the table saying, you can't take Guy off the court.
Oh,
what are they going to do when Kuminga comes back?
He's a nice man.
And I'm driving down 280. He's like, am I tripping off of something? Wait a minute. Kuminga averaged 17 points per game this season. Before he got hurt, he was averaging 26 in the previous 17 games. And no offense to Guy Santos. Very good player.
I
heard you bring up the JTA comparison.
Yeah.
I think he's a little better than JTA because he gets space to floor.
He reminds me of Matt Barnes and the We Believe team.
I get what you're
saying. As a ninth man.
Absolutely. We're talking about Jonathan Kuminga here.
He
could be a star player.
Yeah,
did you see the way he was moving around yesterday? Oh my God, he's going to, I'm just so worried. He's going to disrupt everything.
Oh my God.
No, he's going to be fine. 7-10 last night in 19 minutes. And did you see my man flying around the court on both offense and defense?
Finishing with both
hands. DeMar DeRozan, I got you. He got it 4 players on one possession last night. please stop disrespecting Jonathan Kuminga for once. And oh, my Lord.
And the stat yesterday for JK, the biggest one for me, zero turnovers. Just played,
zero.
Played within himself.
Patient.
Confident. Patient. Yeah. Wasn't hurrying at all.
The game
he was playing fast, but wasn't hurrying, and which is a big distinction.
It's as if you were listening to me this morning, because there's a few people in this market, in media.
I liked it about 8:15 today.
There you go.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
To compare Jonathan Kuminga to Corey Maggette tells me you weren't in this market watching Corey Maggette.
I know, he probably knows
media members. Media members is doing this. Yeah, I need names. Tell me the names at the break, because I will come down their road.
No, but
JK's one of the guys.
Never took on the defensive assignments.
No.
Corey Maggette never, ever showed that he wanted to pass the ball. Corey Maggette was never a part of winning important games for the Warriors. Like, tell me you didn't watch the Warriors when Maggette was here by comparing Jonathan Kuminga to Corey Maggette. Such an unfair comp.
I mean, it's disrespectful. And it's been happening for quite some time when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. Every single year, I hear people question his IQ. I hear people question his basketball IQ. I hear people question everything about the young man. The guy's a baller. And he was coming into his own, playing his best basketball before he sprained his right ankle. And to see him come back seamlessly, because I was a little worried because the Jackals are always out as good as
they were waiting for
him to fail. Waiting for him to fail. And to hear some of the conversations, Key Santos, great, good role player. He had like two good games during the last 10.
He's had a couple bad turnovers. Yeah.
And he's a role player. I'm not mad. I like Key a lot. He's an energy guy.
Yeah.
You don't want to
he's
do too much.
Man.
He had a good Pistons game, 15 points, stepped up in that game. But all of a sudden, people were talking like JK was just about to rack up DMP after DMP. Well, you can't mess it up. We're playing so well. Well, you know what? No other team had a Jonathan Kuminga waiting in the wings in the Western Conference. Now you get JK back. And did you see the lineup? It was one lineup. It was Draymond, Jimmy, JK, Moody, and GP2. And I said, damn.
Yeah.
Well, how you going to score against him?
You know how I started my day off this morning? I hit up Damian and KC in Sacramento. And I said, so just for the
ESPN
record.
ESPN 1320 host, Odyssey Station.
Yeah, Big Kings
you called
guys.
Them?
I go, I know, I just texted them. They go, for the record, are we doing FaceTimes today? Because we've now smacked you twice in a row. Oh. After you guys, with an 18-point deficit, came back and beat us 2 months ago. 2 months ago, we were at our lowest. I mean, we felt pretty low. Right.
Oh, they hung a banner that day. They hung a banner that
day. Golden One?
I haven't heard from any of those guys.
Well, that's my point.
But Willie and I, we FaceTimed Kyle Draper at halftime.
Yeah,
he's like, look, we're down 10. We're on a 17-4 run. We got all the momentum. Heard nothing after the game.
Oh,
from none of those guys. No beam team. No nothing.
Do you play 2K?
Nah, I've been stuck on NCAA football.
Okay, but like in 2K, if you were to just like take a team and you were to say, I'll draft my team, you'll probably draft a couple superstars and a bunch of young players. It looks like the Kings have hit simulation on the fantasy draft, and they just mashed together a bunch of people. And
Markelle Fultz was on the floor yesterday. I forgot about that guy.
Trey Lyles was one of their best players yesterday. Dude, what has happened to Keegan Murray?
They lost the Chicago Bulls. not make the playoffs with DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine and thought, you know what, that's a good idea. Let's add Zach LaVine and add DeMar DeRozan and give him a bag. They have no direction whatsoever. And Sabonis is going to want out.
They've already turned off Sabonis. I mean, they were clearly missing their best player yesterday, DeMontis Sabonis. There's no question about it.
Trust me, I was up there last Friday night, went up to the SAC game.
Oh, you went to the game.
Dude. All of them.
The Kings Media Court. Members,
I went to the Kings Court, the G1C. I had to make my presence felt. Yeah. They love me up there.
Horse and buggy or?
They love me in the state capital.
Well, no, they carry him like they do, like Gladiator when they're carrying Caesar.
They carry me inside
here. Yeah, they carry him, yes.
The King is here. Yes, the King is here. He has the King is here.
The olive branch around there. The golden one, too.
Not at all.
Blue on one side, gold on everything. The other. Yes.
Two chains and everything. But listen, I went up there.
Visual is so good.
And they've already turned on Sabonis.
No.
They've turned on empty calories because they realize that. Well, you know what? He is empty calories. They've realized it. It took them 2 years. I was just trying to tell them the truth 2 years ago. I'm Bonte Hill. I don't lie to anybody.
What are you doing? I'm Bonte Hill. I don't lie to anybody.
I just try to tell you the truth.
I go to Mancini's.
I do go to Mancini's. Mancini's Nachos Heaven, baby.
Hey.
Mancini's Sleep World.
Italian.
Hey, Sleep Awareness Month. You go to Man City Sleepwear. You guys need pillows? 50% off of pillows right now.
That's huge.
Sleep Awareness Month. I know you need some new pillows.
Here's the problem.
I do, actually.
They're either too firm and too big or too not firm. And
too soft.
I need just
that's
right.
The word.
Yeah. No, but they have pillows that you could custom fit for yourself.
See, wow. I knew I was leading them right.
So you'll be like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The exactly. Porridge is too hot, too cold, and just right.
I like a little cool pillow, you know?
Like a little cool?
Yeah.
Stuart Scott, cooler than the other side of the pillow?
Which is all time. I would rather be cold at night than hot.
Yeah, I think men always run hot, women always run cold. That's
I keep the fan on and the window open.
There you go.
I don't keep the fan on.
By the way, for those of you just joining us, Bonte Hill in studio, as he is each and every Friday at 9 o'clock, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Warriors pre and post game host for NBC Sports Bay Area.
Man.
Amongst others, yeah. I mean, 10 games over 500 right now.
Are we talking deep playoff runs right now?
I mean,
I already did. I told you 10 games over. I'm suspending it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have my song?
By the way, hold on. The Draymond Green bet has life to it.
I know it does.
It has life to it.
Well, you better hope they don't
win too much. He might have to sit.
No. They're going to have to play all these games. They got to stay out the box here because Minnesota's coming.
Yeah, there.
Do you have the Messi Marv song? This is how I'm feeling this morning, Warrior fans.
Is this a clean version?
I hope it is.
Messi Marv has no clean version.
Hey.
You got Steven Rizzotto on the board. You better be careful.
Oh, there's no lyrics. It's just a beat.
Oh. Okay,
so right. You got to do it then.
Yeah. Get on my hype. Dun, dun, dun. Yellow and blue Nikes. That's how I feel about the Warriors.
Oh, this is a sick
here
beat.
Here we go.
This is a sick beat. I love this.
This is sick
get
beat.
On my hype. That's how I feel about the Warriors. Get on my hype. Oh, if you're not ready to go straight for a deep playoff run, what are you tripping on?
Oh, no.
We're 10 games over. We got
death.
Jimmy.
You know
we got Steph.
Can I,
Draymond.
Can I
Kuminga.
I got to shout out Ralph at Coyote Creek, our boy Ralph.
Yeah, pass it to Tiempo.
You know, I got to, Ralph.
Get on my
hype. He disappointed
hype.
Me last night with this text.
Oh,
he really did. He kind of killed my vibe. I was feeling good. Buddy Buck. By the way, at least 15 and 4 to
play the
last
Kings
six.
Every time.
Listen, he was good in Charlotte.
Yeah,
he
yeah, no.
Threes. He was good in Madison
defense.
Square Garden. He's playing well.
Guy always Buddy, has a smile. Always has a smile on his face.
Somebody called it last week. Was like, Buddy needs to play off the court because he went 0-8 against Brooklyn. I was like, well, wait a minute. You wouldn't have won the Knicks game without him. You wouldn't have won the Hornets game without him.
Yeah.
You were struggling, so give Buddy his love. But Ralph and Coyote Creek, I love you, but you disappointed me last night.
Why?
Out of nowhere, I'm feeling good on the post-game show. Warriors are rolling. Beat up on the stinking Kings. We don't have to hear about them frauds for the rest of the season. They're done. But he just texted me randomly, you still hate Butler? And I was like, wait a minute here. Nobody hated the player. We hated what was going on in Miami.
Well, have you checked Miami? They've lost 5 in a row.
No, they're free falling. They're done. They're cooked.
Miami on the schedule soon.
Yeah, they are. They're going out to South Beach, Miami.
Hate Jimmy Butler.
Oh, they hate.
Right now.
But
he's
optics didn't look good. The optics didn't look good. And I know there were some people in the organization that was like, I don't know if we should have did this. I don't know. We extended on blah 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 blah. There was never a question about Jimmy the player. It was Jimmy the guy off.
Well,
the court.
I did. Like, there are things to be worried about regarding, like, the fit. And sure. I'll tell you this, the glove fits.
Well, give credit to Steve Kerr for that. We've been talking about that ad nauseum the last couple months. I mean, Bonte, yep. You guys were taking calls. I think it's time for a new voice, a new change for this organization going forward.
We know how that went down.
Well, again.
Kevin Etiak, has he called lately?
No, he's not.
Has he called lately? Austin, I called him out on TV.
Oscar and Stockton did call, though. Wasn't flexing about, I was right and you were wrong about Draymond. We gave him his love. He's like, you know what? He never wavered off Draymond Green. We gave Oscar and Stockton his love. But Steve Kerr, you know, a lot of people have called in this morning and apologized to Steve and saying, you know what? I was wrong.
We got
to
apologize for a four-time champion. Yeah,
but turn on the mic.
I don't know if you heard this. Like, somebody called in today. They are so high. Oh, I mean, whoo.
There's the laugh. Give
it to he was apologizing.
That was Joe and SF. Joe and SF.
He was smoking the cookies. He's damn. I need to hear that call now.
That was half the call.
I
want to
hear that call.
Like that.
I want to hear the call. No, these guys deserve their flowers. Starting from the top, Joe Lacob. How many people on Twitter had the audacity to put him in a clown wig and
ridiculous.
News, not knowing what bad ownership is? We just watched two teams from the East Bay get up and leave.
Well,
Joe Lacob, and he told me they're also break. Monte, I spent over $600 million in luxury taxes. Oh, I know. You're not a bad owner. Mike Dunleavy, can you put some respect on his name for crying out loud? Quentin Post?
Yeah.
Quentin Post?
I came in one day after watching him, and I said, guys, this guy's a rotational player at minimum. He's a player. Right.
Shout out Trevor Haas of the Boston Globe, who told us that this guy,
he's better defensively.
He's better defensively, right?
He's actually altering shots.
Steve Kerr, just one game. I'll use one game as an example. Orlando. Okay, the small lineup wasn't working, so I'm going to make the subtle adjustment at halftime and start Quentin Post.
I loved
Quentin Post scores 16 of his 18 in the second half.
Flipped it.
Steph Curry goes 56. Steve Kerr's been doing this for years. So, yes, give these guys their flowers. They know what they're doing.
Absolutely, and I'll piggyback off what you just said there. We just watched two organizations play last night where ownership matters so much.
Yes. Oh, like, my gosh.
You look at Bonte, 2 years ago, you would have thought in that playoff series, the trajectory of the Sacramento Kings was what it's like. Wow, this could be a team that's going to be competing for the playoffs for years to come.
I thought we were two trains going in opposite directions.
I think that's how a lot of people felt. Even though you won and it took 50 points,
I agree.
Game seven, you thought, wow, this could be a fun rivalry going forward. And the Kings, let's look out. 2 years later, you know, you get involvement from Vivek Ranadive, the governor for the Sacramento. He's put his thumbprint in the worst way possible in that organization. De'Aaron Fox is now gone. Sabonis is probably going to be gone. And you're left with Zach LaVine, who's going to probably be traded in a couple years again. I don't know. Like, they don't have a direction on that team. Doug Christie, great. It's a cute story for a little
bit.
He's an interim head coach.
He'll be gone.
He'll be gone. And they got rid of Mike Brown for what? For what?
It's Sacramento's problem, man.
Did they have a scouting report? Quentin Post was wide open.
Ownership matters is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. Yes. It, ownership does matter.
And
ownership
Joe Lacob, matters. Give him his credit to your point.
Good like, point. Rich Paul went up there to Sacramento. And he really did them in with the whole De'Aaron Fox situation. But the fact that the San Antonio Spurs were able to keep Stephon Castle and the Kings gave in to San Antonio, I would have just waited.
Yes.
I would just say, you know what? We're going to trade you anywhere. Trade them to Chicago. Trade them to Charlotte. I don't care. But you did yourself in, and now they're a mess. They have no direction. You're going to build around LaVine or DeRozan. Nice players, but you're not going to win anything around those players.
Is Zach LaVine? I don't even know what he is.
Think about that.
What is Zach LaVine?
Warrior fans were down so bad, Shasky. We were begging for Vooch, LaVine,
Cam Johnson.
I mean, you name it. We were down bad. And it took Kevin Durant to basically say, yes, I don't want to come back, to pivot back to Jimmy Butler. And all of a sudden, you're 13-1 with Jimmy. Jimmy and Steph scored 17 points yesterday. They won by 24 and scored 130.
Their defense as a whole has been so freaking good. Their ability to double someone in the paint and then the other guy to rotate their help defense. They're not going crazy in terms of closing out on people and leaving their feet. They're rebounding well. They're pushing ahead well in transition. To me, it's the connectivity on both ends of the floor. This feels like the best basketball I've seen this team play since 2022.
Without question.
Going back to 2022, we were kind of just having fun with it. And we're not doing like-for-like comparisons, but like, why do I feel like this is a better team?
I do.
Than the 2022
heading into
team.
The playoffs, it feels they're in more sync.
But
heading into the playoffs, the Draymond injury and all kinds of stuff.
And having said that, it's not a like for like the same because I do think the depth in the West and in the East, the teams now are better than what they were in 2022. So there's a lot baked into that. So you could be a better team, but still not as advanced as far as you did back in 2022. I do think it's a fun question to ask, though.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to compare them to a championship team, but I understand what you guys are saying, that going into the playoffs, we didn't know about Steph. Steph hadn't played in like 18 games. His first action was the first round of game one coming off the bench against Denver. We didn't know about Draymond's back until he returned for, what, the last 5-6 games, and they got on a little bit of a heater there. Klay Thompson, you know how he was going to react to everything that was going on there. Jordan Poole, his first postseason, he didn't know how he was going to respond to the bright light. So on paper, this team right now looks a lot better. I'll agree with that. But they've got to do it, right? And the West is deep with OKC and all these teams up in the Western Conference battling for the 2, 3, 4, 5 spots. So, but right now they're playing some really good basketball.
Did you hear that noise?
What was that?
The Lakers falling in the standings.
Yeah, they are. They've lost 3 in a row. They're the 4th seed right now. Again, are you fearing that team if you're playing them?
I do.
God.
I still
do. So you say that, and then you say, I'm actually scared of them. Like,
I want to avoid them in the first round. That's like one of the few teams
I want to
avoid.
Playing with their brand of basketball, I don't fear anyone in the West. You respect them. I don't fear them. I don't fear anyone.
The Lakers yet, so...
Is LeBron even going to play? Like he's 40 years old, guys. Like
he'll
that's.
Be back. Relax. Are you thinking he is reloading for the playoffs?
You think it's all Fugazi?
It's not Fugazi. But they will extend this another week to get his last little vacation before the playoffs. LeBron's going to be just fine.
He'll go to Germany.
Come on, he's probably already gone to Miami.
He's gone to Miami.
They got doctors coming over from Germany, Dusseldorf or whatever it is, whatever the hell it is. LeBron will be just fine. The Lakers are a scary team. Scary team.
There's 3 teams in the West right now as Bonta Hill's joining us, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Matt wanted me to get that in there, so there you go. Courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Thank you, Bonta Hill. There's only 3 teams in the West right now where I think home court, like just getting into out of the play-in and not having home court, it doesn't matter to any of them. The Warriors, they don't need home court. The Lakers, they don't need a home court. And I don't think the Nuggets need one because they've won it. It helps because of the altitude, but like a team like the Grizzlies, I think absolutely needs it. Thunder are going to get it. They need it.
God, I want the Grizzlies.
Could you imagine
the
Thunder, for example, could you imagine this Thunder team this year having to go to Chase Center in a game 7? Like, I don't think they could have risen up to that occasion. I think that would get to a Shea, a Chet, some of those players.
The Warriors won't have home court advantage.
No, I'm saying it matters. It matters to those teams is what I'm saying. They're not to. I think it matters. Like, I don't, like the Warriors having to go to Oklahoma City in the game 7, I don't think that phases them.
OKC is really good, man. Like, I know everybody doesn't fear them, and I know there's been a lot of chatter about them maybe facing them. That's a really damn good team.
What if I said to you that Jalen is shooting career efficiency lows across the board?
He is, Jalen Williams. No doubt. There's been in and out.
Here's the question I have with Chet.
Can he hold up physically?
And what if they just try to run him in pick and rolls till he's blue in the face? Because that's what you do to a lot of these bigs.
I don't know, man.
I love them, though.
They're a deep roster. The way they went into Boston the other night and just smacked them. I feel like now OKC is becoming disrespected over the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
And that can motivate them. Like, we forget, they took Dallas to 6 last year in a very good series. Very good series. That was basically their first run together in the playoffs. Now, I know SGA has some run with the Clippers. And I know, look, the Warriors match up really well with them. The last 2 years, the Warriors and Thunder have played some of the best games in all the NBA. Back and forth, overtime games, game winners, you name it. But they're a damn good team, and I think people need to start respecting them.
Who's more disrespected? I think I asked this again. Yeah, who's more disrespected, the Cavs or the Thunder? Because neither team, people...
And both those teams with the Boston
smacked
them.
They did.
The Cavs?
Should we be sleeping on the Celtics? I don't know. The Celtics, I think everyone's kind of shooing them into the finals still. I think I am. I'm not betting against them. If the season ended today...
Well, we just don't know about the two bigs,
That's
the question. What happens in a playoff series with the two bigs that works during the regular season? We saw it Minnesota a couple years ago. They're better than what Minnesota was a couple years ago. But, they've won, 15 in a row and no one's talking about them?
Nobody's talking about
them.
Three different 12-game winning streaks. Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's insane.
Three.
They're 30-4 at home and 25-6 on the road.
They have a big game today against Memphis. The scoreboard watching, you need Cleveland to beat Memphis. Let Memphis drop down another loss.
Taylor Jenkins, Jimmy Butler in a series getting all the free throw calls with Taylor Jenkins.
Chasky locked it in. 5 games it'll take the Warriors if they face the Grizzlies. He's saying
100%.
5 games.
It's not even a doubt.
Five or six.
Five is a little rich for me.
As we like to call it in the industry.
5 or 6.
No one fears the Grizzlies at all.
They got rid of LaRavia for whatever reason. LaRavia's a good player.
We saw him yesterday. Yeah,
he's a good player. I don't know why they got rid of him. Aldama's a good player. No, you keep. Look, the Grizzlies are not
mad. I gotta read it. One of you filibuster.
Okay, sure.
Well, I would fear OKC more than I fear Denver now.
A beat writer covering the team. LaRavian continues to leave his mark on this Kings team. When he scores, it's a bonus. He just makes winning plays. He's a winning player. LaRavis finished the game with 13 points, a steal, and assists. Without him, this game would have been a blowout. You lost by 26.
So the difference is 26 or 39.
You lost by 26.
26, though, right?
Beat writer, 26. Where do some of these beat writers like, you know, since that. I've been off of morning radio, I've been kind of sitting back, laying in the cut.
No, you haven't.
There's some wackadoodles out there, man.
Like crazy.
No, I tweet, but I don't, like, look at the timeline. I just tweet.
Stay off my timeline.
I'm off the office, and I'm just tweeting just a little
bit
here and there.
The dental office?
Did you guys do a segment about what happened this week?
What happened on
one of your pregame shows?
What happened on our pregame?
Well, about how, you know, the great Matt Steinmetz gave his jersey to the great Steph Curry.
That's right.
We did not bring that up on the pregame show. Rumor has it that Steph just kind of threw it out the window.
Whoa!
When he got on that 280 ramp going home down to the South Bay, just kind of like threw it to the couch train tracks. That's what I heard. We want me to bring that up on the pregame show?
On the other side, we're...
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.